Good morning. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. It's 8:16. I'm Catherine Rose. I'm joined in the studio this morning by three folks from Sitka's AmeriCorps program to talk about updates and AmeriCorps' role in the community this fall and this year. So I'm joined by AmeriCorps Program Director Sarah Laurie. Sarah, thanks for being in here with us this morning.
Good morning, Catherine. Thank you.
And I'm also joined by Sam Edinburgh, an AmeriCorps member, service member at Blatchley Middle School, and Lucas Smith, who's part of a new program we're going to be talking about this morning, new to Sitka anyway, Artist Year. Thanks so much for joining me, Sam and Lucas.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And So let's get started. A little bit of background for folks who may not know about the AmeriCorps program. Sarah, can you kind of give us a brief introduction to the history of the program, which is a national program, right?
It is a national program. AmeriCorps is 30 years old, but is part of a long and cherished tradition of service in the United States, going back to the Civilian Conservation Corps. Many of your listeners will be familiar with the Peace Corps. AmeriCorps, the idea is that it is kind of a domestic Peace Corps, a way for people to give back to their nation, to serve. Yeah.
And how long has AmeriCorps been in Sitka?
Ooh, that's been about 20 years, believe it or not.
Wow.
Yes.
And so, but this year is kind of an unusual one because I think we found out maybe last April that the funding for Sitka's AmeriCorps program wasn't going to come through. It was cut, right? But y'all are here to talk about what you're about to do this year. So what happened?
Yeah, we're still standing. What happened? Yes, April 25th, the funding was terminated for the Sitka AmeriCorps program. It flows to the program from the federal government to serve Alaska in Anchorage and then down to Sitka. Funding was terminated. There followed a lawsuit by a number of states to get funding reinstated because it had been appropriated already. And the result of that and the result of advocacy by grassroots Sitkins, by legislators, by national organizations like Voices for Service, allowed funding to be reinstated, and I was able to bring the program back to life for another year.
And so how many folks are in town for AmeriCorps this year? What's the corps size this year?
I have 4 Sitka AmeriCorps program members, which is the program many of your listeners will probably be familiar with. It's been around in Sitka for 20 years now. And then a pilot program called Artist Year.
So let's start with the traditional AmeriCorps service program, and then we'll move on to Artist Year. Sam, you're at Blatchley. What are you doing there? What's your work like?
So I serve at Blatchley full-time as an academic support, a general tutor. So what that basically means is I am sitting in the library, and I get a tutoring schedule from the office, and they tell me which students to go and grab, and I basically tell them, hey, it seems like you're either missing some assignments or your teacher's concerned about your progress in the subject. Why don't you pull that out, and we can work on it together? And they'll pull it out. So far, the students have been amazing, and it's so much fun working with them. And they all seem really motivated. They all want to learn. And, yeah, it's just a really fun experience overall.
And was there already a tutoring program at Blatchley, or is AmeriCorps kind of the tutoring program?
It seems like AmeriCorps is the tutoring program. Otherwise, sometimes teachers are assigned to be in the library in case students choose to go or like are told to go by teachers, but there doesn't seem to be any after school or in like otherwise in person one-on-one individualized tutoring other than me at the school at the moment.
And so what motivated you to join AmeriCorps? Can you talk a little bit about your background and how you got involved?
Absolutely. Yeah. So I just graduated from University of Rochester. I studied linguistics and international relations. At the moment, international relations is generally not a field that is currently hiring very much. And I thought about, like, what I wanted for my first year post-grad, like, post-graduation, post-undergrad. I knew I didn't really want to continue with school, at least for a while. Like, I need a little bit of a break. And I just kind of wanted to live somewhere different, somewhere that I don't necessarily belong, somewhere that I have to kind of, like, listen to the community and, like, insert myself where is needed, where I'm wanted. And I think Sitka ended up being the perfect choice for that. I applied to the job really early, like November or December. And by January, I was fully committed. I was ready to go. Yeah, so the community has been really welcoming as well. Super open arms, such a warm atmosphere. Yeah.
That's great. So SAM is a part of the traditional AmeriCorps program that most Sitkins, like you said, Sarah, are familiar with. But there's this new pilot program, this program Sitka's piloting, Artist Year. Can you talk a little bit about how that started and what that is, how that differs from traditional AmeriCorps?
Yeah, I can. I'd love to. This is a bit of a passion project for me personally. Those that know me know I have my own arts practice. So combining my love for the ideal of service and the arts, I've been working on bringing the program here for probably about 3 years, and it finally came to fruition this year. It is a national service program. It's another national program. They have placements across the nation: New York, Philadelphia, Colorado, Tennessee. And their mission is to bring arts into the schools. So that can look a variety of different ways. We might have an Artist Year member providing an arts club, after school activities. They may be in the classroom with the teachers, not to supplant any teachers, but there to support and work with the existing curriculum, but interweaving the arts in.
So, Lucas, what does your role as an artist, an Artist Year member look like?
So I am helping out at Blatchley with a drawing class in the mornings. It's kind of my bread and butter, so I'm more than happy to assist there. So drawing along with them, giving them some advice, seeing where they're doing really well and kind of really encouraging them to keep pushing. So I have a lot of fun with that. Over at Keat, on Fridays, I have a full schedule of art classes. And so I get to develop lesson plans for that with the assistance of Miss Ross over there. And during the week, Monday through Thursday, I'm running what we're calling Lunch Bunch outside during, like, lunch recess, where I have a cart with a lot of books and paper and colored pencils, a lot of supplies. And if kids want to take a break from playing physically, they can come over and they can draw and have a little bit of, like mental exercise if they want to do something like that. So it's really rewarding both for them and for me, honestly. So I'm having a lot of fun.
I have a feeling a few listeners are thinking, I wish I could join Lunch Bunch. That sounds great. Because I'm thinking that. So how did you, what motivated you to join AmeriCorps rather than just go directly into arts, you know, producing art?
Yeah. Up until last November, I thought I was going to go straight into like book design, book illustration. And then one of the members from Artist Year did an information session at the school I was attending at the time. And it sounded amazing to get out and serve in a community that needed art support in some way. And I was in a city and I really wanted to get away from the city. And when I heard that there was a placement in Alaska, that was absolutely my first choice. I've never been here before and it's absolutely amazing here.
So both of you are doing more than just what you're doing in the classroom, right? You know, AmeriCorps members get out in the community and do lots of stuff that doesn't have anything to do with your service role. Can you talk a little bit about, it sounds like you're both doing some extracurricular stuff, Sam?
Yeah, so I believe that I will be one of the coaches at the middle school for the Battle of the Books competition, which is, and for those who don't know, I think most people here probably do. It seems like very common knowledge, but it's an Alaska-wide competition where kids will read like 13 or so different books, and they have to be able to answer super in-depth questions about it. And I was approached asked to like host the club at lunchtimes like twice a week, and I'm super excited about that. And I've made it a complete goal to just go out into the community and sort of see where other help is needed. So I'm planning on volunteering for Salty Spoke, probably the radio, Raven Radio. I might end up volunteering at the animal shelter for a bit. All these different places in the community. I've also got a part-time job just downstairs at The Beak, which I absolutely love. The folks down there are so nice. I'm having a really great time being welcomed and kind of inserting myself into the community as well.
And Lucas, how about you?
Yeah. As soon as I got here, pretty much, I made my way to the Raptor Center. I love drawing birds. I love birds in general. And so the opportunity to go in and draw them from life is like the best thing that I could have asked for. So I'm volunteering there on Sundays. In addition to that, I'm coaching the robotics team over at Sitka High, which is outside of my service hours for artist year in particular. But I'm very happy to do it. The team is really nice. The family of Liam over at Sitka High was like very nice and welcoming. So that was incredible. In addition to that, I think both of us are probably volunteering at the Maritime Heritage Society. Mm-hmm. The service day that we had during 9/11 was really nice. So we want to go back and do that some more.
So sounds like you're doing a lot in the community. Sarah, you said that you have funding for the next year, right? What does that mean? But the future is uncertain, right? What does that mean for the future of this program beyond May of 2026?
I think if I could, I would just like to lift up the volunteers that come to our community. I want to share with your listeners that they've made a decision to come to a new community and provide full-time service. It's 40 hours a week at their service site. And then, as you just heard, they're doing also all these extra things for our community. They're young, full of energy and passion. And I just want to honor their decision to serve in our community. And I'd also like to lift up all of the Sitkins that advocated for the Sitka AmeriCorps program, legislators, thank you so much. And hopefully the AmeriCorps funding can continue into the future.
All right. Well, it's about time to wrap up our interview this morning. Is there anything else y'all would like to add before we sign off?
Just thank you for having us in the community. It's really an honor and a privilege, and that doesn't go unseen.
I completely second that. Not only is it beautiful here and I just enjoy being here, but the generosity and the abundance of it here is just very heart-filling, really.
All right. Thank you so much. I have been speaking with Sarah Laurie, Sam Edinburgh, and Lucas Smith of the AmeriCorps program, and we're going to head into some regional programming next. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW, Sitka.